dark days for President Bush. The State of the Union controversy won't go away. Iraq is getting more and more expensive and more deadly. And he has the worst record of job creation since Herbert Hoover. So it's no wonder Bush's approval has plummeted all the way down to 59%. 59%? Who's judging this guy? Paula Abdul? For a glimpse at what could be happening to Bush, look at our ally across the pond. British Prime Minister Tony Blair is wrapped up in the same Iraqi intelligence scandal, and it's kicking his ass. In his own country, Blair's popularity is only 37%. That ranks him somewhere between a Bond villain and the crazy guy who stabbed George Harrison. So why the difference? Because Bush knows better than to hang around places like the British House of Commons, where people can disagree with you out loud in public.
The Prime Minister is now in conflict with United Nations arms inspectors, the BBC, and the Central Intelligence Agency. Is it any wonder that people are now beginning to ask if the real problem is a dodgy dossier or a dodgy Prime Minister?
Oh, this is going to be good. This guy's about to get Dixie kicked.
The Honourable Gentleman is perfectly entitled to have been against the war right from the very beginning. And there are Honourable Members who, for perfectly honourable reasons, take that position.
My God! Blair not only dignified the question, he practically invited it in for tea. Now, we would have already had that guy on a playing card. Even outside England, Blair lets people get too up close and personal. Here's what happened in Japan when reporters confronted him about the suicide of a whistleblower in Britain's Ministry of Defense.
On your hands, Prime Minister. Are you going to resign after this?
You know, I get that question a lot. And I find the best thing for it is a little club soda. But there'll never be blood on Bush's hands. That's what this guy's hands were for. Until recently, White House Secretary Ari Fleischer was Bush's first line of defense.
The President has every reason to know that it was indeed accurate, just as previous administrations have said so, just as he believes so, and therefore he said so. And so he looks at it and describes his revisionist history.
See, Tony? That's how it's done. You get yourself a front man and you'll keep your nose clean. Now, by the way, when Fleischer marked his final day as press secretary last week, a soldier sprayed him with a fire hose. Now, they say it was a playful prank, but I like to think they were hosing the bullshit off of him. John.
Episode of Hacker Voice Radio, your independent free speech media source.
And welcome to another episode of Hacker Voice Radio. After this long introduction, I'd like to welcome you all to another episode. You're listening to us on the 5th of, it's December, it's a new month, and we are getting ready to go. We've only got two more weeks left of Hacker Voice Radio, and we're in the studio tonight with Ionix and again with Planet Lave, so let's stick in and hear what we gotta say, ladies.
Big cocks.
Big cocks.
That's all I have to say.
All right.
Hiccup. Damn you. Damn me.
damn it.
What was the introduction then?
Did you not hear it?
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah.
That's what I want to know what it was.
It was, well, I'm not educated on this American TV show thingy to be able to say properly, but I think it was an extract from, like, one of their talk shows that they have, and it was...
Oh, no.
No?
If you don't know what this is...
I've got no idea.
Oh, no. Okay. Go online, find BitTorrents or peer-to-peer downloads of a show called The Daily Show with Jon Stewart.
Right. Is this...
What it is, basically, is if you've ever seen Saturday Night Live, when they do the weekly review, it's like a fake news show. This entire thing is a fake news show.
Right.
With comedians doing the news.
Okay.
And it's funny as hell, but the problem with it, or the great part about it, is that it actually touches on real, like, social issues and political issues that, like, real news shows won't touch. It's just great. It's absolutely great.
See, I thought this was actually... Is this a broadcast on standard television?
It's on a cable station called Comedy Central.
Okay. Cool.
It's a fantastic show.
Sounds pretty cool, man.
Yeah, it's amazing what you can get away with under the name of comedy.
Yes. And
so funny,
thankfully, sorry. So, how was your weekends, guys? Before I start talking about mine.
Captain, we've encountered a wormhole.
weekend, pretty good. Very
cool. Ooh. Wow, what was that? I think there's some weird stuff coming from my Onyx.
That was about all I had to say about it.
Alright.
Oh wait, maybe this one's more appropriate.
Why?
Easy, Chewie.
A little Chewbacca for you?
Yeah.
Stop! Have a time!
You've got a soundboard. I gotta, like, flip a bunch of digital things around on my monitor, turn off my mic, make sure that you're muted. Otherwise, it just feeds back, and you get that weird echo effect with everything.
Yeah.
I need a button. Just a big button I can press. That's what I'm lacking. My weekend was pretty good. Cool. I worked. You know. A lot of meat, holiday season.
Yeah.
I managed to cut myself.
Wow.
It's not bad, though. It did bleed for like 2 days, but it's a tiny little cut.
Sounds pretty fucked up. You still alive?
Yeah?
You still alive?
Yeah, I'm still alive.
Oh,
it's like 3/4 of a centimeter long on the top of my index finger on my left hand.
Ouch.
And it wasn't even that deep, it was just a really sharp knife. And since it's on my finger, and I've been working, my hands have had to do things, so like it keeps just ripping open a little bit, bleeding.
Those
all over the inside
kind
of my glove.
Those are the worst kind of cuts, because you can't exactly stop. And, yeah.
No, they're just a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
No, I just let it bleed. What the fuck? I got plenty of blood. If I need more iron, I can just drink some cow blood.
Yeah. Well, on Saturday night, I went to see a friend of mine who actually came back from France to London to do some work, and basically, he went to catch up and say hello. So, we went off to visit his friend who lives in a kind of like a university halls, hostel kind of thing, dormitories, whatever you call them. So, me, my friend, and his friend, and she and a few of her friends went to a club called Ghetto. Now, unknown to me, this was actually a gay club. and full of homosexuals.
Sure.
Like, there was just absolutely no... like straight guys there apart from me, him and his friend, and obviously
so you proceeded to hit on the lesbians.
I proceeded to hit on the lesbians, which didn't actually work out too well. Now, I spent most of the night dancing against a speaker just to be able to make sure that my...
protect your bum.
Protect my anus, yes, exactly. The amount of... the worst thing about it is I was, for some strange reason, really disappointed. Because I now can verify that I am completely unattractive to gay men. Because I didn't get hit on once. My friend's friend, who is French, he didn't speak a word of English. He looks like a Backstreet Boy, like one of the guys from boy bands, very kind of baby face, very kind of like, you know, like a toy boy, like a rent boy sort of thing. And oh man, was he fucking, like, they were all over him, man, like with their t-shirts off and stuff, trying to like bump up to him and like, oh god, what a sight to see. So I dropped a bit of LSD. I had a bit of acid, and it was all very colourful. And
then I woke up in some man's bed.
What happened was is I proceeded to take quite a lot of shots of vodka and tequila, and then I was handed a cup of which looked to me like I don't know, some kind of cream liquid, like maybe like. You know those kind of liqueurs? It turned out to be half a shot glass full of salt that I downed in one
salt.
Go. Yeah, exactly. I immediately...
Who hands a person salt?
Because you were going to do the thing on your thumb, and then you were going to cut the... You know, you were going to take a shot full of tequila and then...
Tequila?
And then do a bit of lime as well. But unbeknown to me, I thought it was just like... I thought they were just handing me a drink, man. I was so spaced out, I didn't even know what the fuck was going. So I proceed to shot this glass of fucking salt. Goes all over my face, goes down my throat. Because what happens when you swallow salt, it makes your windpipe close up, and it makes you basically expel whatever's in your guts. It's like an instant kind of chemical reaction, makes you puke. So I like went bleh all over myself. And then like to try and kill the taste of the salt, I just like shotted like three cups of tequila straight away. I went bam, 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 because I had to get rid of this taste. That didn't actually work, so I was like, I need two bottles of water and some fucking napkins right away, like stat. Got some static here. So, yeah, that was a very interesting evening, and I came out very sure of my sexuality, you know. You know, I couldn't have doubted it myself any more than that.
So you're in a gay club,
yeah.
Tripping your tits off, you're drinking what one at one moment looks like a creamy liqueur and tastes like salt.
Yeah.
Okay. and then you throw up down your shirt,
yeah.
And you wonder why no gay men want you.
Pretty much. I mean, the downside of it was I was like right next to this really big fan, like you know those big kind of cooling fans that they have to like cool people down in nightclubs.
Yeah.
And the stench of raw vomit by itself is quite intense. But having it basically sprayed all over a good portion of the nightclub via the form of wind isn't the most beautiful thing ever. So, I don't know what really happened after most of the night, because I was like thinking that there were just like butterflies and... The music just seems so raw. Although I'm really disappointed with the homosexual race, homosexual kind of creed, whatever, is because they have a really bad taste in music. Most of it was like ABBA, like Madonna, and like all the gay icons. I thought it'd be some like hardcore fucking, like, you know, some hardcore mad drum and bass stuff, you know. Like, I mean, if I was gay, I'd be like, fuck yeah, I'm gonna go out all with the music and shit, and like, you know. But they're fucking... I was really disappointed, man.
What was it? Donna Summer 80s disco?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, it was all that kind of stuff, and I thought...
Yeah.
Oh, come on, guys.
I don't know too much about the game.
You can do... I don't... I mean, that was like the... I've never been with so many gay people at once in the same kind of enclosure. It was quite...
Oh, you've never been with so many gay people at once.
Never had that.
That's cool. Getting sick.
Oh, man.
Quote of the year.
It was quite intense, you know. Fuzzy cuffs.
That's not fuzzy cuffs, but that's the I've never been in the room with so many gay people. Or I know I've never been with so many gay people at once. That's that song.
Oh man. Yeah, I mean it was quite random.
That's
I
an
guess.
Experience.
Yeah, I mean like
I mean, it takes some real balls to drop acid in a gay club.
Yeah, it does, man, because well what happened was is like I really needed to go take a piss. And so I proceeded to go to like Burger King, where I got the bright idea, because I really needed to cheer up a bit, because this guy like didn't let me go down to the toilets if I didn't buy anything. So I was like, oh fuck it, I'll like munch on these potato chips while I drop a bit of acid at the same time. And then, because it takes a little while to kick in, we were standing in the queue for about an hour. As soon as I got into the club, like whole sense of reality seemed to disappear. And
that happens a lot in gay clubs.
What does?
Reality disappearing.
Yeah, pretty much. And you know, things seemed very strange, because it was weird that women aren't really turned on by you anymore, and the only thing is men. And
I don't find that strange. I get that a lot, actually.
Yeah. Madness.
So did they play YMCA?
No, surprisingly not. No, I didn't.
Damn it.
I stayed till about 3:30, and then I headed off home. When I got home about 4:30, proceeded straight into bed. Didn't even look at IRC, which is quite unusual for me. Yeah.
Well, you know, at least you had a good time.
I did. Yeah. I got quite a lot of phone numbers and stuff.
And I woke up with this bizarre tattoo.
Yeah, and a pain in my rear end.
I just assumed I fell down. Yeah.
Oh, no bummer for you.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, obviously I'm not like a... Like, I don't really give a fuck whose sexuality is what. And it was actually quite interesting to be there, because that was the first time I was really... I mean, I've got a few gay friends and stuff, but they're never kind of openly, you know, like, all about it. Around me, sort of thing. So it was, like, a really new experience, because I knew that I would not get any, you know, poontang, if I should say that.
I mean,
not to say that, you know, if my girlfriend's listening to this, obviously I wasn't, like, trying to...
Oh, he was out manhunting.
I was manhunting, you know. And, shit, boy, I didn't
He's
even...
looking for a replacement for me, I swear to God.
No, don't worry, man, your place is in my heart.
And in my ass.
Alright. Don't let me find out any difference.
Okay.
Well, I took the time and actually have been recording some of the phone calls that I've been making to interesting numbers.
Yeah.
I've got a few of them FTP'd up to my archive folder on the site, but I didn't get all of the good ones up.
Right.
Because my batteries died. So they're recharging, but by the end of the evening I should have them up. I'm going to see if I can toss the link.
Cool stuff.
In form. I did find... And across a couple of remarkable numbers. Have you ever heard of the blinking lights?
Yes.
Cadence
yes.
Well, I ran across the four different phone numbers to be able to play four different games on your cell phone.
Right.
On their installation.
Wow.
And they all follow the same format except for the last digit, really. And it's +33, in parentheses 1, depending on if you're in France or not, 44247351525253. And the games that they have are Tetris, Pong, Breakout, and Pac-Man.
Mm-hmm.
I ran across those. I thought they were really fun. I also found a great, great little number. It's a UK number, actually, a UK toll-free. But it connects you directly to Bermuda, to a live operator.
Okay.
And that number is +44 800 890 123.
Okay. Useful to know.
Interesting, anyhow. I got to look up a phone number in Bermuda that I can call and see how they try and build the call. Because I know if you go through, like, MCI WorldCom or AT&T and things like that, they prompt you to enter in a calling card number or a major credit card number.
Right.
But those being automated systems, I'm wondering if there's some possibilities of being able to talk the operator into just placing the call.
Yeah.
I guess it really depends on how well an operator in Bermuda can tell where a call's coming from.
Right.
Now, I'm not sure if that's a dedicated international operator, because, see, Bermuda's about the size of my thumb. And the Bermuda telecom cannot be particularly large.
Yeah.
I mean, the island is only 2.5 miles wide by 14 miles long.
Sure, so they've got like about 6 phones in there or something.
Well, no, it's actually pretty packed considering, you know, how much space they have.
They're all running on a LAN network there. One switch and that's about it.
That's probably enough.
10 foot of cable.
Well, I've been there. I can attest that it's not quite that.
Okay.
But I did call, like, probably about 2 in the morning. Our time is the same as Bermuda's. And the operator there, like, I don't really see them having a live operator, local operator, and a separate international operator just sitting there in case an international call comes through.
Right.
So I'm wondering about the possibilities of being able to freak Bermuda.
Maybe.
One advantage to that is, A, it's tiny. B, they speak English.
Yeah.
Which makes it a hell of a lot easier for me. I don't know. I thought I'd just share that.
Cool. Information is always a good thing. Right. I didn't actually have any news prepared at all. For the show, absolutely nothing, because I spent most of the day, I don't know, actually doing some work.
I'm disappointed in you.
I know. But I did take a quick look over some of the news stories that did take my interest. One of which was that scientists have found a amoeba that produces hydrogen. Now, I was thinking, you know, if you could get, like, a car driven by amoeba farts, that would be pretty cool. You know, I don't know much about all this. I haven't really read into it, but I guess the chemistry looks pretty interesting. You know, I'm always into my whole kind of alternative energy kind of thing, so it's pretty cool.
Cool. In idiot-jerk of the day news, Bell South had offered to donate a building in New Orleans to act as a police center.
Right.
And when they heard that who is doing this? Uh-huh. One of the government agencies that's rebuilding the city is putting a public free Wi-Fi network citywide in the new city that they're building. And Bell South immediately withdraws its donation, saying,
Jesus.
Well, that's going to affect our business, so we're not going to donate anything to you poor people, you bastards.
shows how much Bell South care. Why? Because they're a core political, and the only thing they're out to is getting your money.
They care just as much as it means a better number for their bottom line.
Precisely. But, in other news, that was kind of going on over Friday and the weekend. I don't know how many people are aware of a company called Zango.com. Now, these are the guys that make 180 Solutions, a spyware advertising company that offer you free premium rate entertainment while providing you with good deals online. Now, what happens is some, 13-year-olds, it's a bit like Bonzi Buddy, with maybe the with minus the annoying fucking chimpanzee running across your screen taking a shit on your start bar. Now, what they're doing is they're basically pretty pissed off because Zone Alarms has marked them as malicious wares that have installed and could be tracking your mouse movements and all that kind of stuff. Now, apparently, the software uses a hook to determine which pages you use, how you click on them, where you click on what page. Not only that, but extensive research has been carried out over this, and I think I emailed you guys a few of these things and myself. Let's see. No, I don't think I did. But anyway, what it does is it basically tracks what you're doing online. You know, it's pretty simple. While it can determine what you like to do and give you kind of pop-ups and stuff and advertising.
That's just what we need, more porno pop-ups.
Oh, yeah.
Now, looking at their corporate website, one of the things that they have on there is... actually, let me see if I can quote this directly because it'd be so much better. Let me Google these fuckers. Now, I'm pretty pissed off that, you know, a company like that is allowed to get away with what they're doing fundamentally, even though they claim to be providing a really nice service and all that kind of jazz. But I think trying to sue a company that tries to protect, the kind of unknown, the kind of the people that aren't evil aware, if I should say, is kind of pure and evil from Zango and 180 Solutions, and I don't think they should be allowed to get away with it. Because it sucks balls what they're doing, you know. They're just trying to say, oh, well, you can't prove that we blah, 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 this and blah, blah, that. And if you do, it'll be illegal because you're, you know, reverse engineering our software and all that shit. So, yeah.
It's illegal to prove we're doing something illegal.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, yeah, this is it. This is the 180 Solutions culture. For the first bullet point, it says, we know why we are here. 180 Solutions is a for-profit company. We are all here to make money. Each employee adds value, contributes to our success, and realizes the opportunities available. So yeah, they're pretty much out there to get your money. They make quite a lot of money from selling, you know, advertising through their applications. So how would you know if you have this or how you would be able to get it? Basically, don't ever download a search bar. Don't ever download a free fucking screensaver. Don't download those stupid weather service thingies. If you really want to know what the weather is, what the time is, download a legitimate desktop bar, or I don't know what they're called, like Google Desktop or something like that. And that will provide taskbar, yeah, which pretty much display all the kind of settings you need. You can customize it, configure it to your needs and all that kind of stuff. Displays real-time weather, news.
Just to be safe,
yeah.
Don't download anything except our episodes.
Yeah, pretty much. You don't want to be downloading anything at all. If it's HTTP, nothing. Just, like, have our website as the kind of background to your wallpaper and have it as your homepage. Don't browse outside the World Wide Web.
Yeah, just us.
Yeah. Because we're hacker safe, you know, we've been certified.
We're certified hacker safe. We're protected against ourselves.
Yeah.
Thank God.
Oh, man, it's good to know.
I need to buy myself some insurance against myself. Just in case an act of me happens.
In case I own myself.
Happens every time I log in. I don't know what's going on.
Just like
in
say,
Man After
yeah.
My Own Heart news,
yes, go
Albert
ahead.
Swank Jr., a 55-year-old civil engineer in Anchorage, Alaska, is a man on a mission. He wants to install a nuclear particle accelerator in his home. God, I love
cool.
it.
Yeah, I saw that. I was like creaming my pants.
Like, yes. Yes, yes, yes. Particle accelerator in your house. Go for it. I mean, it's only going to lead to disaster, but it's all the way in Alaska.
Who gives a fuck?
So, I guess the global implications would be a lot of radioactive rain and such. But I just think it's great. A guy actually wants to install a nuclear particle accelerator in his own house.
In his back garden,
that
is.
So he can do his own nuclear research.
In his back garden.
And create isotopes for science.
Yeah.
Only in America, ladies and gentlemen. Only in America.
I really don't see that as a problem. Like, you know, well, apart from, you know, a nuclear explosion, a catastrophic fallout.
You know, 3 Mile Island.
Exactly.
You guys ever hear of that? That nuclear particle accelerator went
boom.
Not so fun.
No.
Then there was that, what's it called, Chernobyl?
Yeah. I mean, basically, what they're saying is this thing's pretty safe. The worst he could do is like electrocute himself or something. I don't know, but I don't. The neighbors aren't too happy about this. Now, one concern I might have is if this geezer had this thing next door to me in his back garden, would be primarily radioactive radiation.
Yeah, he's seeping, creating radioactive isotopes.
Yeah, seeping through my walls and sterilizing myself and anyone in the building.
I'd be more worried about cancer than sterilization.
Sure, but I mean, this dude's like one fucking crazy motherfucker, and
I love him.
And, you know, I'm all for that, but
we need more kinds of
but
this crazy.
We need to
just
make
not
him
next door to me.
Yeah, we need to make him very, very far away.
He is. He's in Anchorage, Alaska.
Yeah.
I mean, hell, that's the other side of the planet for you guys.
Yeah. That does me fine, you know. There's a whole lot of rock to go through, buddy.
And in really, really far away news, I happened to stumble upon something called moon.google.com.
Yeah.
Which is a lot like maps.google.com.
Did you not know about that before?
I did not. I just
wow.
stumbled upon it today.
Around for quite a while, actually.
Oh, well, fuck that. I'll move on to my next piece of news.
No, sorry. Have you noticed how when you zoom in, you get cheese?
No.
Yeah, zoom in, like, all the way, and you see that the moon is actually made of cheese. Yeah.
Oh, those funky Google guys.
It proves it, man. It proves it. My theories were correct, you know? I didn't have to be on all those medicines.
Well, that's another story.
Yeah, for another episode.
Not for that reason, anyway.
Yeah.
Another thing that I stumbled upon, wahaha, is this thing. It's a toolbar for Firefox called the Stumble Upon Toolbar.
Oh, yeah, that's great.
I'm not a fan of toolbars.
No.
I'm really not. Most of the time, they're riddled with spyware, or they're completely useless. I don't even really like the Google toolbar.
No, stay away from that as well, yeah.
Does nothing for me, but this is actually pretty damn cool. I was skeptical at first, you know, it has you fill out a short little form and then, you know, you tell it your likes.
Yeah.
And I gotta say, most of the stuff that I stumble on, I'm like, this is great.
Hmm.
I'm impressed.
Yeah, I did take a look at that.
The nice thing is, I can turn it on and off. Whenever I want.
Yeah, I couldn't actually
so it
get
it.
Have
to annoy me when I'm doing something else.
I couldn't get it to work at work when I was playing around with that. But it looks pretty impressive. I mean, what are the features you can? Does it have like, hey, check this
All
out?
Right, you basically
check this
set up an account for it.
Yeah.
And
it's got this button on it that says stumble. Now you hit it, stumble, and it just, I don't know how it chooses it. They're just, it creates a database of people who filled out forms that like similar things, like the form was filled out in a similar manner, and it sends you the sites that they like. Now, if you're, like, just searching, and see, there's a little something coming on with this a little bit later, but let me just explain the StumbleUpon toolbar. What you do is, anytime you're surfing and the bar's on, you can hit a button that says, I like it.
Yeah.
Now, that gets put into their database as for people who have similar interests in you. That's something that they'll eventually stumble upon because you, who are similar to them, have liked it. Then you can be like, I dislike this page, which they'll also go ahead and log in their database, so they'll avoid sending people to that page that have similar interests to you. There's a stumble upon search function. There's a stumble upon messaging function. You can write reviews of pages. When you stumble upon a site, it'll tell you either, like, the last person, I believe it is, that liked that site, and offer, you know, you can chat with that person, which might offer you some way to meet people who have similar interests than you or something. I don't know. I really haven't gotten really far into that. And then there's the menu option that'll let you update some topics. You can suggest new topics to them, invite friends. You can upgrade it, although I'm running the newest version, I think, or at least the newest version that my OS and Firefox browser will like. You can look at the people, I don't know, they've got like a rating list of quote-unquote top stumblers, just people who rate the most pages. And you can change the toolbar or options, you can change your password, you can sign in and out, although I've never even needed to sign in to anything, because I just use it to stumble upon it, just read things off my settings. But what I'm thinking of doing is maybe writing a little something to stumble on our site from proxies.
Yeah.
And list that they like it.
Yeah.
I just have to figure out a way to tie it to different names.
So, like, you could list hackervoice.co.uk and say that a million people liked it.
Not only a million people, but a million people with likes from that range from cooking to upholstery to computer security to cartoons.
Porn.
They don't actually offer that.
Oh, really? I mean, who would not like porn? Come on.
I don't know. Although, to tell you the truth, you don't need a toolbar to be able to stumble upon porn.
No, you just basically browse for 5 minutes on the internet and you'll find something.
You browse for 5 minutes and you accidentally stumble upon it when you are looking for something entirely different.
Yeah.
That's a new use of the word reboot.
Yeah.
Wait, is that porn now on the internet?
Apparently.
Oh, shit. I hate to say this, but, you know, I paused the show. I didn't unpause it.
Bastard.
Yeah.
You're fired, man.
Okay. See ya.
Son of a bitch. When did you pause it?
Just when I killed Explorer. Like, 38 minutes ago.
Oh, we lost, like... Well, for Christ's sakes, whatever.
Yeah, sorry about that, listeners, who are listening to the recording.
Oh, you paused the stream, but not the recording?
No, I paused the recording, but not the stream.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah.
Congratulations, live listeners! You once again get a live-only portion of a show.
Yeah.
That's right, Hacker Voice Radio mixing it up for you, our dedicated, devoted fans.
Mm. So you're sometimes better off listening to the live stream because...
You're
you know,
so much better off.
Yeah, because sometimes I tend to fuck things up because
and
I'm,
if you could record the live stream for us, just in case.
Yeah. Just to guarantee other people the availability of listening to the show. Now, as many of you are probably unaware or aware, I am updating our kind of shows, a show dump every week on hackermedia.org. At the moment, it seems to be down, but you can catch all the episodes on there, or if you wish, you can download from them directly from the website. I'd advise you to basically let other people know about hackermedia.org, as it's a cool kind of hub for all alternative free independent radio shows. You know, there might be stuff there that might not be to your liking or anything like that, but you know, you might stumble upon something really cool. So it is a good source of quality entertainment and information.
Yeah. Whatever happened with that logo that I designed?
Which
what
one?
Was that for?
Oh, it was for Droops. He wanted to use it for Infonomicon.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but at least we have one now, so, you know, if you wish to link to us, you can find it via our website URL, / I think it's hvr.gif or something like that, so, yeah.
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 Exactly.
Also, if you're interested in creating your own radio show, or if you have a music talent, please let me know, and we can host your radio show on our radio station. If you have that kind of attitude, or if you want to do that, just let people know that we are still open. Now, that was kind of one of the main things that I wanted to do at the beginning, but seeing as we weren't really that popular back then, we are sort of now, quite a lot of people know, but
superstars that we are.
Yeah, we're superstars. You know, I drive up in a limo to my studio, in a toy limo that is 5 foot away from my bed.
I'm not actually Ionic.
Yeah.
I'm actually a guy that's been hired that sounds just like him.
Yeah.
And I'm just reading the stuff that he wanted me to say because
yeah.
He's currently vacationing off in the Cayman Islands.
That's right. But Planet Lave is still Planet Lave.
Yeah, where's all this fucking money?
Yeah.
What,
I
you
live
haven't
in
got
a shed.
The checks from the endorsement deals? I swear I sent him to TC.
Yeah.
Oh, what's up with TC, by the way?
What do you mean?
Where's he been, for one?
Well, I mean, he's around in the IRC, and he kind of... He was there at last 2600 meeting and stuff like that, so... He's been around.
All right.
Yeah.
I think he's just doing some real life stuff.
Yeah, he's doing, like, RL shit and... You know.
Yeah.
Real life comes before virtual life, I guess, sometimes.
Who?
I don't know. Those weird people.
The non-believers.
Yeah.
They've got their priorities all mixed up.
Yeah.
That's in a real shot.
Yeah. Somebody keeps on trying to call me, and I don't know who it is. Because they're coming through as an unknown number or a private number. Weird.
It's TC.
No.
He's like, I'm here, I swear.
Yeah. Oh. It's a prank call.
A prank call?
Yeah.
From who? Backtrace the number.
Yeah.
Set out the ninja monkey. May the dung fly with the explosive.
Get owned by Leap Banana Peels.
That's right, you gotta watch out for those.
Yeah.
You'll be running along next time, you know. Well, there's a broken.
Yeah. And nobody to sue, because you never saw him coming.
That's right. How do you sue a monkey?
Yeah. Right, I think we can close the show off, seeing as we've been going on for about an hour or something, unless anybody has anything to add to this fantastic episode.
No,
No, I'm good.
Cool. Okay, so I guess we'll finish off with some of the background noise I've been playing. And thank you for listening to another episode. We'll be going on for another 2 weeks, this week and then next week. And that will be the end of season two. Then a break will follow during Christmas through the new year. And I guess we can start again on the 1st of January or the 3rd of January. I don't know what will happen then, but I guess we'll keep in touch and through IRC and the forums. Then we're kind of on our way to America, so we might do a few shows there in America. So that's pretty much it from upcoming news from me. So, yeah.
Cool.
Okay, well, thank you for listening, and good night.
Ta-ta.
Goodbye.
Au
revoir.
Adieu. We'll be right back.